The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, we discover shocking details of lives overcome by hopelessness.
The hardest part? It's not in seeing it. It's in leaving it knowing we didn't do anything. To see these people live that way and to come offering them hope and to not give it. It's wrong. We want to do something to make their lives better.
Find out how you can be a part of the miracle they desperately hope for. Next on Life Today.
You know, without trying to be sensational, sometimes you just wish you could really stop people in their tracks for just a moment and really get your attention. Let me say this to you. What if you knew you could walk in these children's centers where they're fighting for their lives with diseases? Betty and I support St. Jude's. We want to do anything we can to help these precious little children. I love every one of them. Not one of you watching would say, I want to take those little kids home, and I want them to play, and I want them to be well. I know you feel that way. Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I really want you to really stay put. I'm going to show you how you can just be the miracle that everybody hoped for that they never thought was possible. I'm James Robison. My wife, Betty, joins me. We have a guest, one of our best friends, that is going to share with you how you can absolutely be the miracle that people hope for that they think is so beyond reason that it'll never happen. And if you have ever loved anybody or cared about anybody, or if you ever thought about yourself and said, I just wish I could get this off of me, whether it was a disease or a pain or a debt or the heartache of a family situation, and you say, I'd just like to make it better. Well, what if you knew that you could make it better for somebody? I want to show you how you can make it better for what seems to be impossible. Kyrie James is with me and Betty right now on Life Today. And Kyrie, we welcome you as one of our best friends. How many years ago did I perform the wedding for you and your husband, Jimmy?
36 years ago.
Oh, wow. And now how many children and grandchildren?
We have 4 children and 7 grandchildren. And the eldest is 4.
And I tell you what, and just here's the deal. How many of those happen to be girls?
Six of those are little girls.
It's beautiful. Now, you've just gone to the ends of the earth, what I would say, kind of to the pits of hell, where angels fear to tread, but where angels and messengers of love are needed. You went where girls and children are being trafficked and become sexual slaves, oftentimes sold into the situation by their parents. Why did you agree to go into such a painful situation, in such extreme circumstances, so far from home? Why did you go in the first place?
James, we live in such an affluent society. America, you know, is such a blessed country in so many ways. And every day I see on news reports where people are hurting and broken. And every day I wonder, could I make a difference? What could I do? And I know the work that y'all do here. And the opportunity came, you know, where I could go with your crew. And I just wanted to know what I could do to make a difference. I wanted to see for myself what a difference my life could make in these girls that are in a hopeless situation.
Well, if they find the full effect of love, which is what we bring to you, you are the potential expression of the hope that could never even be imagined and the miracle no one thought possible. We're going to show you seated in one of those places of terrible squalor where these girls are held. And our viewers are going to see, you're going to begin to share your heart in the midst of the pain. I want you to look in, and yes, you'll see something that'll stun you, but I want you to listen to what Kyrie refuses to be distracted from in her mission. Watch this closely.
This is my first experience in ever hearing real life stories from innocent children who have been sold into the sex traffic industry. But
it seems that each day the stories that we hear are harder and harder. Their situations are, they're unthinkable. Walking through this for the first time, I became so angry that someone's child has ever been forced to feel like this is all they're worthy of. This is nothing but a trash heap. It's actually a human waste all the way down. It's a public restroom, and it's a rat-infested place. It's nasty, and yet children live here. I heard a newborn baby crying behind one of the doors earlier. No baby should live here. No child should live here. No human should live here. But these girls, these women, they don't have a way to get out of this. This is their home. And what I'm understanding as I open my heart and go past judgment is that this is not something that they chose. They were forced into it. They were taken as young children. They have no education. They have no family to fall back on. They have no one to support them. This is really hard. It's very hard. The hardest part, it's not in seeing it. It's in leaving it knowing we didn't do anything. To see these people live that way and to come offering them hope and to not give it, it's wrong. We want to do something to make their lives better. We want to show them a way to get out of this. We want to extend hope to them, but we cannot do it alone. We need your help.
Oh boy. Listen. You are the hope. Let me say it to you in this way. Christ in us, the hope for glory, the glorious manifestation of God's love. And Carrie, I could hear it in your voice. We could see the circumstances. I don't know how you had a rat that was as big as a cat come right down beside you. And you continued on. How do you explain that? How could you have something that is frightening to any person, especially a woman sitting in a place? How is it that you maintain focus?
James, we'd been there for almost a week, I think. And I realized here, I would have been running, screaming and running, but we were in such a desperate state. I was so angry. When that rat finally came down, it was like that was the last straw to me. Those girls that were living behind those locked doors, I don't know if you realize, those locks are on the outside of the door. They're not on the inside. They're not keeping people out. They're keeping those girls in. Mm-hmm. You know, the rat was nothing. The rat was just a visible indicator of the filth. You know, and God allowed us to be in that moment at that time to hopefully capture the situation that these girls are in. They're not there by choice, but yet we can do something to change it. But it takes work.
When you said that you could hear a baby crying in the distance, I thought that baby will probably grow up in that same trap, that same circumstance, especially if it's a little girl.
That's right.
And be used the same way her child's mother is. And then also when I saw you hugging, especially the one little girl, mm-hmm. I thought that's probably the first hug she's had in a long time since she left her mother, that she felt safe, you know. She felt like there was love, genuine love, and concern coming from someone. And for a moment, she might have felt safe.
We interviewed so many girls, but one, I specifically remember that when I hugged her, she just didn't want to let go. And, you know, she just cried and cried, and she said she didn't have a mother that loved her. You know, you just, you wish you could just hold every one of them.
Absolutely. That's the thing that, you know, we can hold so many of them. The children that are sold into that situation, you couldn't imagine. How could a family member sell a child into that situation? They don't see any other way out, many of them. And that's why the freedom that we enjoy here in the United States and other countries that are at least enjoying a measure of freedom, if it's for freedom Christ made us free, just how important must freedom be for Christ to provide that and give his life to provide it personally and all around us, we could live under a canopy of freedom and hope. But this is desperation. But here's the thing that you saw, and I actually saw in you. You saw compassion, and that compassion desired help for those who are trapped. And then you realize that if a missionary is willing to risk their life, they're willing to go and either, with our help, build quarters, you know, a place, a home, or rent those quarters. And we can move them into an atmosphere of love, and especially getting the children, even the children out of those circumstances, born to those who are trapped. And many times be able, because I know you didn't hug one of those girls that was trapped, that you didn't start praying, God, let's get her out of here.
That's right.
And you know the only way it can happen is a miracle of love. So you were able to sit because of love and concern through all the distractions, which were just frightening, mm-hmm. make you so uncomfortable, and yet you stayed to appeal for the freedom and the hope that love can offer. And is that not exactly why you were able
Absolutely.
To hang in there?
Absolutely. There's no point in going if we don't have the hope that we can make a difference and that love won't change their circumstance.
But you've given faithfully. I will see a gift come across that I know, boy, they had to put some thought and prayer in that. And I know why you're giving it, because you know what love does. You've seen it firsthand. You have watched love build facilities for children that took them from a pit of hell into what appeared to be a glimpse of glory,
right?
That's
right.
That's the power of love.
That's right.
So would you agree that people who watch us like this, when I opened the program, I said, you can be a part of a miracle. It's like letting all the children that are sick go home well. See, you see, there's not a cure for some diseases that we know of, but there's a cure when you take somebody into that atmosphere of love and out of that sexual bondage they're in. So if our viewers get that, then they become the answer not only to the appeal for love to be expressed that you made, but the heart cry of all those who are trapped by it.
Absolutely.
Is that not the truth?
Absolutely.
They are the keys that open the door.
That's right. Love changes. Love restores hope. Love gives life. It's just, I've watched so many little children through your ministry all over the world firsthand,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen what love does. And you're exactly right. If it were not for your viewers that didn't stop immediately and say, I can make a difference. I can write a check. I can give money. I can make a difference. It's your viewers that love, that give life and hope.
And if one child is saved,
that's right.
It's worth it.
It's absolutely worth it.
Your caring and your hope rescues one child. That's a life and a precious child that God loves so much that he gave his one child,
that's
his
right.
only begotten son, that we might have eternal life. And so at least we can offer the help of
one child. Every time I look at a little child and I look at my grandchildren and I think, that's one child, my grandchild, that's one child. But that child is everything to me.
Absolutely.
You know, and these little children around the world that are hurting, that's one child. That's someone's one child. That's one life.
Let me just tell you that I struggle with, I think sometimes I'm a little bit embarrassed because I can't control my emotions. I just know what it is to be a little kid looking out through a screen window and wonder if anybody's coming back to get me. Because I spent a lot of years before I was 5 wondering if anybody's coming back. I know what it feels like I can't shake it. And I know what it feels like when somebody comes. Now listen to me. It takes $128 to rescue a child, a girl, get them out. That's what it takes. You know what somebody told me recently? They said, you know, when you ask us for that $128, we can't do it. I said, Lord, I try to elevate people's desire to just share. But if I overlooked you and you say, I could give a little bit, $32, and then three more join you, well, we've actually got what we're asking for. Would you pray that? And would you know that that part you give could be like the widow's mite? It's the biggest gift of all. Would you do that, please? Please? Betty, I want to ask you, I just felt impressed while Kyrie was talking. I want us to go home, get our checkbook, and you're the one that writes neat enough for the bank to read it. I want to write two checks for $1,280. I want to do them individually. Because in each gift, there's 10 we can rescue. So I want to do 10 there, 10 there. I don't know if you can do that. And maybe somebody watches, I can do a lot more than that, and I'll do it. I'm so glad I'm free and I can help. Do it. But listen to me. $128 makes all the difference in the world. And if you give the $64, let's say, and another joins you, we got another opportunity to rescue. Think about being able to rescue someone and take care of them for a year. I mean, give them hope, give them life. Would you do that? Could you give 32 and pray for 3 to join you? I don't know what you can do, but Betty, I'm praying and I'm believing today that in response to the heart cry of those who are trapped and this precious mom and grandmother and friend, that we might see the greatest response of people going to the phone. Any of you that have a broken heart and you want somebody to hold your broken heart and pray with you, you go to that number that's paid for by love. But you know what I'd like to see today? I'd like to see more people go to the phone today and say, I'm going to express some love for some people that never thought they'd see it. And I'm going to enable a missionary to do what God sent them there to do. Set people free and provide them with a hope and a future. Would you do that? Lifetoday.org. Go online. Just do it. Say, God, I'm doing it. And use your bank card like it's a check. Or you can dial the number. And I already said, I wish we'd have the greatest outpouring of love. Well, you'd call and say, here's the gift God put on my heart. And I'm giving in prayer that this will literally set captives free. And I want to thank you so much for doing it. Thank you for responding as God directs.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Light of the World scented candle. This beautiful candle, encased in a frosted glass, burns with a wonderful scent. Its flame is a reminder of your part in being a light to the world, especially to young women trapped in the darkness of human trafficking. Your gift helps provide them with hope and a way out. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
In impoverished areas of Southeast Asia, all too often, girls like 15-year-old Srey Nang fall for too good to be true offers of a better life in the city. It's most often presented as an honorable job, but is soon discovered as something much darker.
Hãy tớ ba mà thư ca ngầm pinh Nì Ba mà thư ca lâu lâu được xăm Mai ư tụng ba Thay đo đi ếch chai Còn dạy cháu dùm được thôi mà em chưa có ngầm Ba nhóm sốc chân một tời Ba nhóm kê chanh bao kê kê chạy sao Tụng hồ tê hát ngầm lặng hồn Bây giờ phòng tự tùa kế và tùa nhiều kế kế ở tòa dân sĩ ba hay kế chê dân cái vài dân này. Nó không nằm mãi đa thì em trai là hồn tổng ôi tổng anh. Mai to xô là hồn đập mình chồng con.
The cries of this child are lost in the noise of the city around her. The brutality she's endured has left her utterly demoralized.
Such a pretty little girl. What does your heart say? When you see where she is.
Well, I think the first thing that really grabbed me was when she said, I cried for my mother. I remember our children as small. If I ever even heard a whimper, I was right by their side. What do you need? What do you want? What can I do? And that little girl's probably cried many, many nights for her mother. And then just to hear her say, I'm going to kill myself if I can't get out of this. She feels that there's no way of escape. But my first heart's cry was, honey, there is. There's people that care. There's people that want to reach out and be a part of that way of escape.
Carrie, do you believe that viewers of Life Today can know that when we're able to send the support with the prayers, that those workers, those relief and missionary workers who've planted their lives in the midst of pain, do you believe they can be effective in rescuing many and even keeping many children who are headed there going in a new direction? Do you believe it'd be effective?
100%. There's no question about it. I wish that I could speak to each one of your viewers and reassure you that the people that are on the ground love unconditionally. James, they are there because God handpicked them to be there. And they have a calling on their life, and they are there to rescue those girls.
And I think you said something very important. All of us have a calling. Mm. And if you think your calling is not as significant in God's kingdom purpose as the one that's there, or the highly visible minister or Bible teacher is more important than someone like you who says like that little widow, with that might, gives the biggest gift because she gave it to the purpose of Almighty God. She said, I'm bringing this as an offering of love. You do not see that as small because God does not. Jesus said it's bigger than all the great gifts that were given. It's the greatest gift because you're doing what you can to express the love of God. I pray, Father, every person listening to me right now know how important they are in somebody's life. Somebody they may never meet personally, but in heaven, they'll be able to say, thank you for lifting me out of the pit. Thank you for getting me out of the prison. Setting me free. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will express the love of God as liberally and as prayerfully and compassionately as you can. LifeToday.org. Just take your bank card and make the gift God puts on your heart, knowing it's giving love, it's giving life, it's enabling missionaries to literally be the hands of Jesus and express the heart of God. whatever it is. If you want to dial that number, take your bank card, make the gift, thank you for doing it. We have some gifts to bless you and say thank you. And not a one of you ever give to get something. You're giving to give love and life. From the depth of my heart, I thank you for doing it. Kyrie, I thank you for sharing. Are you glad you went?
Oh, so grateful.
Let's pray every person watching simply does what God leads them to do. That's our prayer for you. And God bless you as you bless others.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Light of the World scented candle. This beautiful candle, encased in a frosted glass, burns with a wonderful scent. Its flame is a reminder of your part in being a light to the world, especially to young women trapped in the darkness of human trafficking. Your gift helps provide them with hope and a way out. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I don't think there's any question your heart has been moved. This is the last day that we are giving our friends an opportunity to help with this Rescue Life outreach. And we are praying for the greatest miracle outpouring that I've ever seen. And you might have even given earlier, but today you removed and you said, you know, I've been impressed to make a last day's gift to let those know there's hope and help and love and there's a future. And Kyrie, again, thank you for your love. Thank you and Jimmy for your support. And thank you for your willingness to go into a true dark place and really reveal the light and love of God. Thank you for doing it. And to all of you, thank you. You pray everyone responds on this last day, would you? Thanks for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.